It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just joining us for the Awkward Tuesday phone call, Belsie is on the phone, and I want to congratulate her really quick for being brave enough to make this phone call, because everybody knows that there is one friend in your friend group who has that significant other that you lust after. We all lust after friends' significant others, but Belsie is not scared to say it, and that's why she wants to call this guy named Trevin today, who used to date her friend. They dated for 3 years, just recently broke up, and she wants to call Trevin and ask him out on a date. And her friend doesn't know about it yet.
Oh, this is so awful, Belsie.
Are you ready to make your call, Belsie?
Yes, I am.
You realize that this could ruin your friendship forever.
I'm not trying to create any drama. I just wanted to see if there's a chance if we could be happy together.
I think it's going to work out for you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be totally drama-free, too.
No, I hope
now,
it does.
Great way to start a relationship.
Just a second ago, we talked about how you're going to do this. You had the idea of flirting with him a little bit to see if he's interested, or you were confused if you should just straight up ask him. Have you decided?
I'm going to gauge it and flirt with him in the beginning and kind of see where it goes.
You're going to gauge it and flirt. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right, well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now.
Okay.
Ooh, bad news, actually. I can't call him. You know why?
Why?
Because I called him just a second ago, and now we're dating. So I jumped on it before you. I'm dating Trevin now.
For a second. All you
got to
do is ask.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Trevin?
Yes?
Hi, it's Belsie. Alana's friend?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to see how you were holding up.
I'm doing okay, you know, considering everything. How's Alana doing?
I mean, I've talked to her a little bit, but she's been, you know, kind of busy going out.
Really? Wow. I was actually thinking about maybe, you know, giving her a call and, you know, see if she wanted to maybe hang out again, you know?
Like, get back together with her?
Not necessarily, you know, but I just, you know, thinking about her here and there. And I mean, I've been thinking that, you know, a lot of that was my fault, and that, you know, that maybe I can fix it, you know?
That's sweet and all, but I just think, you know, if it was broken already, it's like, it's hard to fix something that's broken.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, every day I wonder if I should give her a call or what, you know, I don't know.
Listen to me, you're a catch. You don't need to go back to Alana, who is probably already sleeping with other people.
What?
I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure she's moved on. She's not thinking about you like that anymore. I'm saying that to you as a friend.
It's only been a month.
Trevin, you're such a sweet, good-looking guy. I mean, you can get any girl you want.
Wow, I mean, that's, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, I just, the one that, I mean, I was with
Trevin,
Alana for...
Trevin, you can get any girl you want. Honestly, any girl.
Really?
Yes. You're just a sweet, charming, like, funny. I mean, you're good-looking and just really thoughtful. And you deserve a girl that is thinking about you all the time and wants to be with you. I mean, the perfect girl could be right in front of you, and you might not even see it because you're trying to think of the past.
Oh wow,
I just thought that we could, you know, since...
Wait a minute, you're hitting on me? I mean, Alana's one of your really good friends, right? I mean,
yeah, she is, but she told me you guys were apart and she was done, she's moved on, so I thought that you wanted to move on as well. So... what do you think?
Wow. Awkward.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Trevin? How are you?
Who's this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What was that? What was that voice?
That was the sound of somebody saying awkward because we were just listening to your awkward conversation with Belsey. It's a segment we do on our radio show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. Belsey wanted to call you on our show to ask you out, even though you and her friend broke up just about a month ago.
Wait, what? You were eavesdropping?
Yeah, just a little bit. That's pretty much the whole idea behind the segment.
Yeah.
But I had no idea that Belsey was going to try to, like, hate on her friend so much to get you to go out with her.
That's not what I was doing. I was just being honest.
Oh, you need to re-listen to what you were saying then, Belsey.
Yeah, she's so over you.
I still cannot figure out what the f*** is going on here.
Okay. I'll explain it to you one more time.
Yes.
Okay, we host a radio show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And Belsey listens to our show. She's liked you for a while. You just broke up with her friend, and she was calling you on our radio program to ask you out.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's probably an understatement right there.
Could be kind of weird.
Trevor, I just wanted to see if something was there, so that's why I just wanted to, I don't know, ask you, I guess.
I'm just confused. I mean, does Alana know you're doing this even, or...
No. I just wanted to see if there was something there between us before I said anything to her, I guess.
Okay. I mean, that's sort of a weird way to do it.
I guess there isn't a right way to do it, so...
Yeah, I guess not, yeah. If you're going to do the wrong thing, you might as well go all the way with it.
I can't blame
so
her.
What do you think, Trevin? Belsey likes you and wants to go out on a date with you.
Boy, this is heavy. I don't know. I just...
Trevin, I just thought that, you know, when we hung out before, we had a good connection, so it might lead to something more.
Right. I just... It's just so soon, you know? I mean, it's only been about a month, you know?
So, do you just need maybe, like, another month to move on?
Maybe a week? Yeah. What do you need?
I don't know. I don't know how to process any of this.
Why don't we just grab a drink and talk about it, and maybe we can assess our feelings for each other?
Nice.
Dude, Belsey, you don't let it go.
I don't know. It just seems a little too soon.
Come on, just go out with me for a drink, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Trevin, do you like Belsey at all? Like, could you think about her in that way?
Maybe. I mean, she's cute and all, and, you know, we always had a great time together when we were all hanging out.
Hey.
Right. Exactly. So why not grab a drink?
I don't know, Belsey. I just don't really feel comfortable, to be honest, going out on a date with you. But, you know, that bar that we hang out at, I'll be there Friday at 7. And, if you happen to be there, then, hey, you know.
So are you asking her out on a date, Trevin?
No, it's not a date. It's just, you know, if she happens to be in the same bar I'm at.
Oh. That is, okay.
That is some passive-aggressive BS.
One thing, Alana won't be there, right?
That's a good point. I'll find out.
Okay, how about this then? I'll be at that other bar that we go to where she never goes.
All right. Okay, well,
wow.
You two enjoy not going out on a date together this Friday.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.